Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. We're going to start our ice fishing forecast this week. We're going to do it in two separate webcasts. We're going to split the state in two, do it in the west portion and the east portion, talk with all the fishing supervisors from their various districts. Jeff Hendrickson joins me now. Jeff is the supervisor for the Southwest District. Jeff, your section isn't necessarily known as an ice fishing destination, but you really do have some great lakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of lakes out west that, you know, typically if we have 10 inches of ice, that'd be a good winter, but this winter we already have 4 inches, so it's shaping up to be a good ice fishing season. That's usually what limits ice fishing in the west, is the amount of ice.
Jeff, what we're going to do is divide it up into the different species. Go over each one, and let's start with walleyes.
Okay, walleye fishing, similar to summertime, it should be good in lakes like Lake Chida, Patterson Lake, Indian Creek, Bowman Haley. Those would be the four in the southwest where you'd have a good chance of catching some nice walleyes, actually.
Okay. I'm sure there's more lakes that have northern in them.
Yeah, we have quite a few northern lakes. You know, we got Larson Lake, good northern population, Gascoyne, and of course Chida, Bowman Haley, Patterson all have nice northern populations.
All right, how about your perch populations?
Perch are actually pretty good out west. It's a kind of a good secret out there, but we have several lakes where we have quality perch, you know, up to 13, 14 inches. Few lakes where we have some smaller ones, like Indian Creek, be mostly like a 10-inch perch is a big one there. Odland Dam, Patterson Lake, Hart Butte, Chida. They all have quality perch, nice, and lots of them.
Good places where you can take a kid and catch some fish.
Oh, yeah. Indian Creek, you know, they're smaller there, but you don't have any trouble catching them. There's lots of them.
I know that you've got one lake down in the Southwest District that has some other species, like bluegill. That's Davis Dam.
Davis Dam, yeah. Beautiful place to go. You may have a little trouble getting there now this winter with all the snow, but because we're not, you know, those roads don't get cleaned out very well. But coming on strong, we had a winter kill about 3 years ago there, and bluegill are looking pretty good, and the bass are looking pretty good there also.
You mentioned the snow in your district, and it's all over the state of North Dakota. How is access going to be on most of your lakes?
Yeah, there will be some, like Davis, for instance, where the grader just isn't going to get to. A few other ones like Spring Lake, you know, you got to go 3 miles on a two-track trail to get to it. You're not going to be able to get there, probably, unless you have a snowmobile or a four-wheeler with tracks. Most of the other lakes are usually on a county road type situation where eventually they're going to be opened up. The good news is the ice never really formed until after we got all the snow, so the ice is looking good, actually. Clear blue, nice ice.
What I want to do, Jeff, is mention, of course, most of the lakes. With all the snow that we've had now, some of them are going to be susceptible to winter kill. Yeah. And I would like to kind of direct anglers to maybe one or two of the lakes that you think may have a problem with winter kill and let people utilize that resource before it's gone.
Yeah, we have a few in the southwest that are, Odland Dam is always susceptible to winter kill. Every year, if we want to check our lakes to see if something's going on, if we go to Odland Dam and the oxygen's good, it's going to be good in all of our lakes. But, you know, the good part about that, it's highly productive, so it's got good fish populations in it. And I'd say, you know, most winters, it's a chance for a winter kill there. So if we get a lot of snow on the ice, we're probably going to lose it. So anglers should go there. High quality perch and bluegill in Odland Dam right now.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Really nice. Right now we move a little further north and talk with the fisheries biologist from the Northwest District. Aaron Slominski's been there for a while now. Aaron, you have some very unique ice fishing opportunities for the northwest part of the state.
Yes, we do. We got a few decent, pretty good quality fisheries up in the northwest.
All right, let's separate your district up into species and go over them one at a time. Let's start with walleye.
Well, some of the best, better walleye lakes we have up in the northwest. Northgate Dam up by Canadian border up there has been pretty good walleye fishery the last couple of years, and probably Blacktail Dam would be another good bet.
Okay. Seems like everybody's got good northern pike fishing.
Yeah, they seem to be thriving everywhere in the state.
Okay. Give me a couple of examples of good northern lakes.
Powers Lake, right by the town of Powers Lake, and Cottonwood Lake are two better pike fisheries up in the northwest.
All right. Your district is not necessarily known as a perch hotspot, I guess.
Yeah, we have a few perch lakes. Not a lot, but we do McLeod Lake, Ray Reservoir right in the town of Ray, has some pretty nice perch. And Blacktail Dam's got some capable size perch.
Okay. Have you got any other panfish species, anything like that, that are worth seeking?
Oh yeah, Trenton Lake's been a really good crappie fishery the last couple of years. Anglers have done really well. Some of our better bluegill lakes are Northgate Dam, Blacktail Dam's got some big bluegills in it, and Leland Dam down in McKenzie County is a pretty good bluegill lake.
Like pretty much everybody else in the state, you have had some issues with a lot of snow. Now it's going to cause some access problems?
Yeah, we've been luckier than most of the state. We haven't had as much snow as the rest of the state. I know farther east, up in the northeast, up in Burke County, they probably had a lot more. But around Williston, we haven't had, kind of lucked out, I guess.
All right. Any issues with winter kill? I know with all of this snow, the biologists that we've talked to have all said, geez, I got some lakes that might be susceptible. Do you have any that you would send anglers to?
We do have a few lakes that, even on some of the good years, the oxygen levels are kind of low, but it'd probably be like Powers Lake or Stanley Reservoir. They have pretty good populations in them, and the oxygen does get low even on some good winters some years.
All right, it's a place where someone could take advantage of the resource before it gets a little depleted.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, thanks.
Yep.
Moving a little further east now, joining us is Jason Lee. Jason, your district actually overlaps a little bit with the eastern folks, but we're going to put you in with the west. Anyway, you've got some really good ice fishing activity in your district.
We do, yeah. The most popular lake where we see ice fishing is Lake Audubon. It's the biggest lake in the north central district. Typically gets quite a bit of pressure. It's got a pretty good walleye population in it right now. We netted it this summer, and our overall catch rate was pretty similar to what we've seen the last few years. Size structure improved a little bit. Fish are a little bit bigger than they were last year, but good numbers of walleye, and there's some perch in there and some big pike. So
we're going to do what we do with the rest of the supervisors in these ice fishing previews, Jason. We're going to separate this into individual species. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with walleye. You mentioned Audubon, and I know that you've got some other really fine lakes.
Yeah, Audubon's popular. A couple more up in Pierce County. One is Antelope Lake, and then just south of there is Clear Lake. And both of those lakes have good walleye populations in them right now. Clear Lake is one of our newer lakes that's been really productive, and we've seen really good growth in those fish. So I would recommend those two. Lake Metegoshi has a decent number of walleyes right now. Brecken and Holmes, north of Turtle Lake, both have good numbers of walleye. Crooked Lake, lots of lakes around with walleye.
How about Northern Pike? Like everybody else, I'm sure you've got some really good Northern Pike lakes.
We do, yeah. Buffalo Lodge is one of our most popular Northern Pike lakes. That one typically gets quite a bit of dark house spearfishing pressure in the winter. Brush Lake has a good number of pike. Rice Lake up in Ward County. Makoti Lake just south of there has a good number of pike. So those were some I would recommend for this winter.
All right, let's move on to perch.
Okay. Again, with perch, I would mention Antelope Lake and Clear Lake. Like the walleyes, the perch have grown really well there. There's some good size perch in both of those lakes. So those would probably have the best numbers of larger perch. Another lake is Lake Richard, south of Drake. That was good a few years ago for perch. That one has a good number of perch in it right now.
How about other panfish in your district? I know you've got some pretty nice bluegill lakes there too.
We do, yeah. Lake Metegoshi up in the Turtle Mountains has been a really good producer of nice sized bluegill for a couple winters now, and in the summer too. We did our electrofishing survey there this summer. That's how we assess the bluegill population. We didn't see quite as many larger bluegill in Metegoshi as we have, but there's a good number of fish. And there's still some nice bluegill in there, but it's gotten a lot of pressure in the last couple of years, and I think they've kind of fished some of those bigger bluegill down, but that would be a good choice. Nelson Lake down by center has good numbers and size of bluegill and crappie.
You know, it seems like, Jason, that Audubon always has pretty good access, but with all the snow that we've had, there are some areas that are not going to be so good.
Right, right. But with Audubon being such a popular winter fishery, usually there's some folks that'll get down there and move some snow at the ice access sites. Actually drove up to the lake this morning, and with the big winds, a lot of that snow got blown off across the lake, and some of the ramps actually look pretty good yet. So
some of your smaller lakes
got a lot
with
of snow.
That wind might drift.
Some of the lakes that are going to be farther off the beaten path, they might be a little harder to get to. Some of those section lines fill up with snow. But I think the main lakes that typically get a lot of pressure, hopefully will remain open. We'll see how much snow we get this winter.
I ask the rest of the biologists this too, Jason, and I know that you have some fairly shallow lakes that would be susceptible to winter kill. Where would you send someone to take advantage of the fishing opportunities?
The one I can think of is Coal Lake by Underwood. That's a fairly new lake for us. We started stocking it with walleyes 3 years ago, and it's been one that we've monitored the dissolved oxygen levels in the last few winters, and it's gotten low 3 years in a row. Not enough where the fish are dying, but I think they've been pretty stressed out. And there is a good number of walleyes in there right now, so we'd rather see people take advantage of those fish. Top end fish are about 15 inches long. A lot of them are 13 to 14 inches, but that would be a one I would recommend for that.
Would you recommend that they keep a little smaller walleyes just to in case you do see some winter kill?
Yeah, if they want to take them home and eat them, absolutely keep them.
All right. Jason, thanks.
You bet.
Russ Kinsler is a fisheries biologist in the district that manages the Missouri River system, basically Lake Sakakawea. Let's talk about some opportunities on the big lake.
Well, ice fishing opportunities on Lake Sakakawea are sometimes limited because it takes a long time for it to freeze up. So generally, the first ice fishing opportunities are on the upper end of the lake, and then the middle to the lower end, it can be late January, February before you can even get on the ice. So.
Sure.
The upper end is the best, usually early ice.
All right, let's split the opportunities on Sakakawea up into species, and let's start with walleye.
Okay, Sakakawea's got a really good population of walleye right now. It has lots of the 14 to 20 inch fish out there. So the opportunity to catch some nice fish, you know, is there. The problem is going to be if the ice shows up early enough to do it. So,
where would you direct somebody to go for walleye? I know there are certain bays that people seem to target.
The main spot that you hear people fishing is up in that Tobacco Garden area in the upper end, but Van Hook can also be good in the middle part of the lake, and Wolf Creek on the lower end, or Snake Creek, but there again, it's really ice limiting, and Sakakawea is a really big lake and it's got current, so I mean, ice safety is something you got to really keep in mind. It's a big lake, so you can travel a long ways, but you can also get into trouble by doing that. So.
It seems like most of the supervisors that we talk to have huge populations of northern pike, and I know that Sakakawea does too, and there are some pretty unique ways that people fish for them.
Yeah, Sakakawea's got a good population right now. It's not the highest population we've had of pike, but it's still pretty high, and there's some nice size fish, you know, quite a few numbers in that 15 pound range. I mean, we're getting good numbers of those. As far as how they fish them, I mean, basically tip-ups and spearing is the main ways to catch them on Sakakawea. But
all right, how about perch populations on the big lake?
The perch right now, there's a fair number out there, but perch never really get to very good size on Sakakawea. They're more of a prey fish on Sakakawea. I mean, you can catch them through the ice, but they're probably going to be in that 5-inch range. We just don't see a lot of fish that get bigger than that.
All right. I asked the other biologist, Russ, about access, and occasionally now Lake Sakakawea, which usually people access by boat ramp, but occasionally they get blown shut.
Yeah, well, Sakakawea's got a lot of boat ramps, so even if some of them are blown shut, you can usually find one that isn't. There are also some shoreline access areas that are, you know, for the winter, where you can drive, or it's posted, where you can drive along the shoreline to access different parts of the lake.
All right, this is core land now you're talking
about. Yeah, this is on core land.
Make sure that you're legal.
Yep. I believe it's posted on our website what those access areas are, and it's on the Corps' website. So they're usually signed pretty good. The problem is if you get a lot of snow where it's blocking the boat ramps, generally those shoreline access areas actually fill up with snow first. So,
all right,
you know, it's more of an open winter deal.
Right. Lake Sakakawea is so big and so deep that you don't normally have a problem with winter kill, do you?
No, we don't have a problem with winter kill in Sakakawea. The oxygen under the ice is usually really good. So.
All right, Russ, good information, thanks.
Thank you.
If you've been wanting to try ice fishing, you get your chance for free on New Year's Eve weekend. The Game and Fish Department is offering a free ice fishing weekend to give people a chance to try it, to see if they like it before buying a license. This free ice fishing weekend is for residents only and will be held the weekend of December 31st and January 1st. All ice fishing regulations will apply. And if you want to try your hand at darkhouse spearfishing, remember you have to register with Game and Fish prior to participating. For the Fisheries Division here at North Dakota Game and Fish and the rest of the staff, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.